This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And the game's almost a secondary story. And here to talk about that and more, Maryland legend. Numbers hanging in the rafters, longtime NBA star. He's our friend. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's happening today?
Oh, man, everything it seems like, brother.
All right, Walt, looks like Kevin Willard's out the door. Even if they make a deep run, well, two more weekends into this tournament here. And, you know, apparently, according to our friend Keith Cavanaugh, the replacement has already been chosen unless Maryland screws it up. And who knows, that might be part of their reality, quite frankly. But Willard leaving, the reality of it means what to you after only 3 years?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that is going to happen. But, I mean, if that is, man, that was just a short time frame, especially the success in this last year with the recruiting and the gelling together as a team, being able to recruit in the portal and out of the high school ranks. So, yeah, man, it was, we were on an upward trend there. So it'll be something else to start over again. But once again, it depends on who would replace him. And, you know, I think that all speaks to itself as well.
Now, in regards to tonight's game, with the distractions that actually arose because of Kevin Willard last week before their first game, and here they are two wins away from the Final Four. Do you see any of this affecting the team? They've been together all year. They have a lot of veterans on said club. Queen's a freshman, but he's way more advanced than just being a freshman in class. Does the Willard news, drama, et cetera, do you think it affects the players at all starting tonight?
Well, that remains to be seen. Who knows? You know, when you're talking about a coach, you expect the coach to be there. But at the same time frame, in this environment, you know, players leave and go elsewhere from year to year. You know, it seems like everyone does that. The spotlight is on the players in this environment, but it seems like everyone does that. So I don't know if it means as much in this environment. Hopefully it doesn't.
Now, tonight's game, Terps 6.5-point underdogs. We're not here to talk about it from a gambling aspect. We're here to talk about it. Florida, number one seed, Walt. They haven't lost in over a month. Where they've won 32 games. What, 24 of them have been by double digits. They kind of pull your pants down and spank you up a little bit. And they're the SEC tournament champions. They survived UConn in a tough game. How do you see this matchup against Maryland? They're deep. They're talented. They have a stud guard. They have bigs that can match up with Queen and Reese. And, I mean, there's a reason they're the number one seed. Not an impossible task, but if you had to pick number one key for Maryland to win, it would be what?
Man, I think that getting the ball inside offensively, getting Juju and Derek getting them rolling early. You mentioned their interior players. They are solid. They're big guys, but they don't bring much to the table offensively. So you can see if you can take advantage of them getting to a flow. We're physical down low. Queen's ability to work from the perimeter and get to his spots. He puts those big guys in a really tough situation. So I believe that he can continue to do that in this game. Defensively, it's going to put tremendous pressure on our wing players to keep guys in front and make them take contested shots all night. You know, Clayton was terrific in that UConn game. I mean, he was unbelievable. It seemed like every shot he made was a contested shot. So he's a tough shot maker, but we got to continue to make him do that and force those other guys, Martin and Richard, from the perimeter to take tough shots all night. And we're capable of doing that. People talk a lot about the lack of bench play that we had, but I tell you what, that's only on one side of the basket, you know, in terms of scoring. Maybe they're not consistent in doing that, but certainly they are on the defensive end. So it's going to be paramount tonight that they bring that intensity when you come off the bench, being able to make it tough all night for those Florida wing guys to be able to control the game, pace of the game.
Wizard Wall Williams joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Terps tonight taking on Florida. Our coverage starts at 6:30, flagship home of the Maryland Terrapins. Rebounding, you talk about intensity. They got housed by Michigan in the Big Ten semifinals by almost 30, killed on the offensive glass there. And then Colorado State, who is one of the worst offensive rebounding teams in the country, out-rebounded them. Why? What's going on here in March where one of the best rebounding teams in the league has all of a sudden been kind of sketchy or inconsistent, shall we say, in that area?
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think that, you know, you can't. The guys, sometimes when you have two big guys that get double-figure rebounds every game, you tend to leak out a little bit, thinking to yourself, the big guys, they got it. But the reality is that these teams are team rebounding, and so the guards got to make sure that they're in there helping and making sure we show up that glass before we get out on the break. We'll still be able to be a fast break transition team, even though you stand in there half a second longer. Just the ability of Derek and his ability to handle the floor and consistently rebound the ball allows an extra man to be out in front in transition. So makes it a lot more difficult for teams to match up. But just also, you know, all of our guards can bring the ball up. They can all create and put a lot of pressure on the defense. So we'll still have those opportunities, but we have to control glass, and I think we need a little bit more effort from the wing players standing there more and helping the bigs show up the glass work on the defensive end.
Hey, Walt, how important is it for especially the guards to get a fast start tonight? Because in the other two previous games, kind of a slow start, especially from the guards. You know, get some shots, hit some threes, get it going early.
Well, I think that's – so if you get the ball inside, I think that you're going to create opportunities for our guards to have an easier time, easier perimeter looks. So that's why I think it's important to get that ball in the paint to start and get it going early, get those guys into a flow. But then also transition. I think that they put a lot of pressure on the defense to match up because it's three guys. All three of our guards can shoot the ball from the perimeter at a high rate. And so it's going to be important for those guys to get it going. But I think in order to get it going, you're going to need to get it inside and then finish off defensive possessions, rebounding the ball so you can get out in transition. I think those two things will help those Terps perimeter players get into a flow easier and quicker throughout the game.
Walt Williams, Maryland legend, Radio Maryland Radio Network, talking Terps. Last thing for you, Walt. When we get together next week, are we going to talk about Maryland's season being over and a new coach maybe? Or are we going to be talking about them in San Antonio for the Final Four for the first time in 23 years?
Oh, man, we still rolling, man. We going to the Final Four. You know, I think these guys, they can score in transition. They can score half court. They can score inside, outside. So it's just about defensively bringing that effort and finishing off possessions, rebounding the ball. And so that's something that they can do on a consistent basis, just by making your mind up to do that. It's not a skill set that you have to develop. So that's something that they can do. And if they make their mind up to do that, I think they're going to be one of the toughest teams to deal with left in the NCAA tourney.
All right, Walt, win or lose, I'm going to have a stiff belt after the game. What kind of vodka are you going to put in my orange juice or cranberry juice? Maybe both tonight.
Yeah, man, you got to bring you some. You got to get you some Clutch Vodka. You know, that smooth tasting, premium vodka, well, but affordable pricing. You know, gluten free, no sugar, no carbs, organically filtered. That's how we separate ourselves, and we give a portion of ourselves back to University of Maryland and our NIL program, One Maryland Collective. We love to give the community an opportunity to support and be a part of that. So follow us on Facebook, IG at Clutch Vodka. Check us out on www.clutchspirits.com to find locations near you that carry Clutch Vodka.